guys say their bodies don't become whole until Thursday.
Right.
So if you get out there that quick turnaround, what's the biggest adjustment physically?
I mean, like I said, you got to sleep. You got to just take care of your body. Everybody got to be on the same page. And like here, the coaches are. We're on the same page. It's not trying to go out here and full speed, you know, shells on, helmets, pads. He's doing a great job of taking care of us, and we're going to take care of him on Thursday.
How are you feeling? Because the knee, a little bit of concern about that in that game?
No.
It wasn't?
Yeah, okay. No concerns. It was just in game, you know, and it wears off. You know, just a little pain, but it's gone. I'm good. I'm 100%. Like, there's no need to even talk about it. Like, there's nothing going to hold me back. So.
What is this team doing better than they were week one? Against the Buccaneers.
Okay, you're talking about us.
Yeah.
Okay, you said this team. I didn't know who
you're
talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We just got to keep bunting. And I feel like we're getting there, you know, week in and week out. Especially the two losses we had, you know, and bouncing back last Sunday, you know, and just gelling and going down there and putting a drive together to come out victorious against a great Green Bay team. Just tell a lot about the poise we have. We're going to play for each other and just we're going to do our job.
Is your offense night and day different from game one to now? Execution of it, I guess I should say.
Yes, you know, game one, you really don't know where you at as an offense. You know, you're just trying to find your way. But now, everybody can play on this team, especially offensively. You can spread the ball around. We got playmakers.
You mentioned gelling. Is this a much tighter team than you guys were from game one?
Yes, we always been close, but for us, with the brotherhood, we always been close. We do things outside of football, just to hang out with each other. But being able to play together is huge. One man can't go out there and win games, you know. And just over this time, just playing together, seeing what guys can do and putting guys in the best situation to be successful. We came a lot closer to each other. Now we're allowing guys to do their job and not like, oh, I'm going to do more to help him do his job. Just do your job, and the guy's going to do his job, and we can work together.
You had a job the other receivers.
I'm not the main guy.
But what those guys are doing, well, stats say otherwise. But I mean, they're
not a stat guy.
You don't look at those stats.
No, I'm not a stat guy.
I mean, what about y'all like Muhammad?
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are, when they're double and triple,
right.
They're stepping up and coming through when they need to.
Yes. Like I said, I mean, since day one, I always said, you know, I have all the belief in the world that those guys are going to make those plays, you know, and they have, you know. I mean, you seen last week, you know, Sanu did a great job, Gabriel did a great job for us. I mean, and Aldrick get in, he'll do the same thing. Justin Hardy gets in, he's going to do the same thing. You know, our room, we got a lot of ballers in our room, you know, and we're going to step up to that challenge. It's no added pressure. We got a standard in our room. We're going to go out there and we're going to make plays and have fun.
Do you notice when, like, a game, like, where they maybe have focused on shutting you down? It seems like you'll have, like, a game maybe you're only low production, and then maybe teams say, guys, we can't just focus wholly on Julio because other guys will beat us. And it opens up things for you a lot of times?
Yeah, it'll definitely go back and forth throughout the year. We just got to see who's going to do what. You know, I mean, if they're going to double me, what Green Bay did, try to take me away, you know. Guys stepped up and make plays, you know. Or if you want to play, you know, one high to me, you know, I go out there and, you know, just do my job for my brothers, and, you know, and kind of pour it on.
What makes this Bucs team so tough? They've won three in a row against you guys.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, first off, three in a row, you know. But it's a divisional game, you know. You have to get up for it. I mean, it's like, you got to win this game. You know, it counts as two games. They're going to give us their best shot, you know, every game. Just like when we play Carolina or New Orleans, it's always going to be their best shot.
Julio, I know you're not crazy about stats. The stats would say this is Matt Ryan's best season, or at least he's on pace for it. Is this the best Matt's played?
I mean, I just had a phone interview. Like, I just got asked that same question.
It went with me.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Like, Matt's always been Matt to me. Like, it doesn't look like he's doing something different. You know, he always make great plays and do what he needs to do. You know, Matt does his job week in and week out.
I asked the same thing to Coach, and he said one of the differences he sees is he's more of a give me the dang ball in the big moment guy.
Yeah.
Have you seen that as well?
No, he's always been the same Matt to me. Like, you know, it's not, I haven't seen anything else. I can say for Matt, like what I see now is just more, he's more comfortable from last year when Kyle came in, and now he's more comfortable in everything for the scheme of things now. But Matt always been like that. That's why he has a nickname at the ice.
I got a chance to speak with some of the Bucks players earlier this morning. Mm-hmm. They said Matt Ryan is elite. What makes him elite to you?
In the games. I mean, he's going to come back. He's going to make those big plays. Like he was just saying, like, you know, he's demanding the ball. He wants the ball in his hands to go down, 30 seconds left or whatever, a minute left in the game. He wants the ball in his hands to go to drive us down, you know, and come back and win the game. Or also just go down there or hold the ball in 4 minutes.
When you say more comfortable, how does that show up? Is it he's more fluent with the plays? He's making more changes? He just looks better? How does it show up to you?
Just, you know, throughout all his reads, you know, just going through everything. It just takes a while, you know, to be great at something. You know, you can be really good at something, but then you can be great at something. And it's all about repetition, going through it over and over, seeing this look. Now you know, okay, it's not here, I can go here. You know, and getting off a read and on to the next quicker.
There's pretty football, there's ugly football, and then you're gaining some fans for some pretty good play, some entertaining football. What's it like for you guys in a game like you had on Sunday, being able to watch that and then coming out on the winning end of it?
It was good. You know, it was just a great team effort. You know, guys just stayed in there and just, you know, we just worked for each other and came out victorious.
But is it as entertaining for you guys to watch a game like that?
It
sure was for us.
It is. You know, that's why you play it, just to see your brother succeed. You know, when you're off the field and the defense is out there and they stop Aaron Rodgers, great quarterback, you know, and you hate to see him with the ball in his hand with time on the clock, you know, and history shows, like, when he has the ball in his hand, he can take it down, get a field goal, or possibly score a touchdown. Defense did a great job, and, you know, we was behind our brothers 100%, and it was good, though. We had a good time after that.